Well, I'm here with a 414 fitted into the new Thomann microscreen. And I'm actually not in my audio studio, I'm in the office of my video studio, which faces out onto my car park, which is shared with a neighbour. I'm hoping at some point there'll be a train go past as well, because I've actually got a railway line out there. And I've got the screen in between me and the window, and the AKG 414 that I'm using to record this. The 414 is on cardioid setting, and I've set it up in the way that I would for a normal recording, just with the benefit of this screen. The screen's actually not quite what I mean, I didn't pay much attention when I ordered it, but it's hinged in the middle so that you can, with the accessories it's provided with, use it as I'm doing at the moment with one microphone dead centre. Or you can unhinge slightly the curved parts of the actual foamed frame, and with a mounting bar that's supplied with it, you can put two mics on a T-bar, and then behind each one is the foam. I'm not quite certain how useful that is, although I guess if you were doing something like a stereo recording, XY or some of the other similar techniques, where you've got a mic side by side, could be interesting. Certainly it's in the way of any reflections that are going to come from the rear. But it also occurred to me, I wonder what happens when you use the microphone on an Omni setting as well. So we'll give that a go in a minute too. So at the moment, I'm probably 30 centimetres from the mic. It's got no pop shield on it at all. So I'm just talking into the front of the AKG C414. We've got down and to my right a fairly noisy computer. I can hear the fan rumbling from here. And I'll give you a bit of silence in a second so that you can see what's audible above the noise floor. But it's extremely well built. It's got an awful lot of hardware that comes with it, big clamps, all sorts of things. The only slightly weird thing is that the mic fittings are all the large type. So the UK sort of 3/8 fitting that we use a lot over here. And we've got the 5/8 fitting, which is less common here. And it's all the big size. It's okay, it just means you have to take the adapters out of all the mic inserts. But that wasn't too much of a problem. And I guess the 5/8 size is physically stronger, isn't it, than a 3/8 one. What actually happens with this particular unit is that you attach with a really big chunky clamp the whole mount to the mic stand. Then it pokes out around about 30 centimetres, 35 centimetres towards you. You then clamp onto that a telescoping adapter that allows you to move the mic capsule up and down. Ooh, and some sort of truck just went past outside. I can hear it from here. I presume you can hear it. We'll tell. So I'm quite impressed with the quality of it. There's a couple of bits of weird gluing where the glue is obviously wet when they put the foam on, and then they compressed it to put it in the box and the glue leaked a little bit. Doesn't really matter. It's perfectly okay. So here comes a little bit of silence, and after that I'm going to switch the mic to the Omni mode just so we've got a comparison. Then I'll remove the whole thing and we'll just do the same mic position, same position for me speaking into the mic, but without the filter altogether. You can't actually remove the filter part of this, leaving the microphone. The mounting bracket for the microphone is built into and screwed onto the frame of the foam piece. So that if I remove the foam piece, the mic has nothing to sit on. You can't use it standalone. I can't remove just the filter and leave the mounting attachments, which is a bit of a nuisance, but not a deal breaker. Right, here comes the silence. So here we are. This is the 414 still on cardioid, same distance from my mouth, and the screen is now completely out of the picture. So hopefully we can hear a difference between this and the other position. So that will be an interesting one. At the moment, say I'm on cardioid, what I will do is do the switch to Omni and just see if you can hear a difference. I'm going to shut up for a little bit just so you can get an idea of the noise floor. Right, same position, I've not moved at all. I'm now on the Omni setting on the 414. Nothing's changed, my position's exactly the same. Microphone's exactly the same, the shield is in exactly the same place. Nothing has moved at all, just changing from cardioid to Omni. So the rear of the microphone, of course, is facing completely into the phone. When I first put it up, when I get close in to the point where the microphone is, there is a resonance. If you put your mouth where the microphone physically is, sort of at the center of the circle, if you like, you can hear a definite chop in the frequency response of what's coming in. And there is some reflection from the shield itself. I don't know whether it's a resonant frequency of the shield, I don't know whether it's actually a dong that comes from that, but there's a definite hump when you get in there. Now, with my ear close in like that, it doesn't sound particularly nice. So I have no idea if the microphone itself is also subject to the same problem. I suspect it might be. And although I liked the idea of this, and it got me out of a hole in the theatre a while back, I'm not totally convinced it's sonically a good idea, which is not what my initial experiments had suggested. Anyway, here comes some silence. So the 414 is now switched back to Omni, and the filter is playing no part in what it can hear at all. It's a completely open space behind the mic through to the outside window. There are also people in the office upstairs who've forgotten that they were going to keep quiet, but never mind. This particular part of the building is an extension. So it's a flat roof for part of it, and then I've actually got and there's an office with a couple of people in it upstairs at the end. So it's a combination of partly first floor above me and a flat roof. And someone coming down the stairs, I think. Oh well, never mind. Anyway, this is the Omni without the benefit of the pop shield.